Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
KVJ Cuts.
Are we talking about a makeup staying together, or are we talking about a breakup here? This is an email that we got, mail at kvjshow.com. This girl who sent us the email is talking about her girlfriend, she's talking about just her friend who is a girl. She is a heterosexual who has a boyfriend, and this is why we have a problem here.
Oh, yeah, we do have a problem.
She said, look, I am not a clubbing kind of girl. My boyfriend loves clubbing a lot, and I've gone to a few clubs with him, but I usually just let him do his thing because it wasn't really that fun at all for me. Well, my friend Alyssa is also a clubber. She's usually at the clubs like 4 to 5 times a week, which is absolutely crazy to me.
4 to 5 times a week.
I'm the girl who loves clubbing.
Good Lord.
So last weekend, I went over to my boyfriend's apartment, and I found Alyssa sleeping in his bed with my boyfriend not in the apartment. I've got a key to his place, and I was supposed to go over there at about 11, but I was a bit early. And when I woke her up, she told me that, oh my gosh, this isn't what it looks like. She said she just got really drunk and that she may have been drugged, and my boyfriend let her crash because the club was close to his apartment. So then my boyfriend comes back into his apartment, and he sees what's going on, and then I'm there, and he's a little bit flustered, and he's like, this is not what it looks like, trust me. He said that, you know, hey, look, we couldn't take her to the hospital because she couldn't afford it, and she had drugs in her system. I slept on the couch. She slept in my bed. Honestly, nothing was going on. But it was just the way that they were both tripping all over themselves to explain that it wasn't what it seemed that kind of made it suspicious to me. So after thinking about it for the afternoon and into the night, I called my boyfriend and I dumped him. But now our friends are saying, I don't think you're reading this right. You should take him back. He's a good guy. He would not cheat on you like that. You didn't see what happened. You weren't there.
Okay, you need to see what happened. You need to get any kind of video footage from the apartment where they live or the club where they were or any place they went in between and see for yourself. Was she drugged? What was their demeanor in the elevator? What were they doing where they parked the car? Like, you need to find all the footage.
One of the girls that took her, that's saying you need to take your boyfriend back, says I was with them, and yeah, she just all of a sudden kind of fell out, and she had her arm around him, and he was, you know, getting her out of the club. And so it looked like a guy who was more into helping somebody out. That's why she's rethinking it, because one friend is vouching for the situation.
Just hearing about her going to the club 5 times in a week made me so tired. Just hearing
it. It's exhausting. It's a lot, right?
Could you imagine?
It's a breakup for him.
Could you imagine clubbing 5 nights a week?
He hates clubbing, so he's going to say breakup.
That's an intense clubbing schedule.
I get tired going to Club Med 5 times a week.
Dude, 5 times, that's a full-time job of clubbing.
Yeah, it is. It is. She's dedicated to the craft.
And no one clubs for 2 hours.
Well, the other thing that I do find a little bit suspicious, if you're so into clubbing, you would know the ins and outs. And not to say that even if you're aware that you could never be drugged in a club, but the people that I know from my daughter's circle that are going out all the time, they're very careful about their drinks, and they understand that you could get a spiked drink, and they have a lot of precautions, and they don't ever seem to get it because they know what to do and they know how to watch.
I believe people get their drinks spiked.
Yes, I do too. No doubt.
I do. I believe it.
I also believe there's a type of person who doesn't know how to handle their liquor and they act a fool and then they lie or they have a story about, I was drugged. I'm like, look, this happened for the 18th time.
I can't tell
now.
You how many times I've thought in my mind BS to the I was drugged. There was a girl and she must have done 10 tequila shots, and the next day she's like, I got drugged. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying.
And, I was like, no.
And the person, you know the kind of person I'm talking about. They go hard at the bar,
yes.
And then they've been drugged 11 different times
I've seen
life.
Both situations happen.
Yes, I believe people get drugged. I really believe that. But I also think some people use it as...
I don't think she's got enough to go on to dump her boyfriend. It feels like it was pretty rash. She didn't wait a lot of time. She, I think, was still emotional when she did it. She's got somebody that's vouching for them, and the situation to them looked like it was somebody that was too intoxicated or had been drugged to do anything anyway.
I still want to see the footage. I'm still looking for any kind of...
You think you're actually going to get... I mean, what if he didn't have cameras in his apartment? And I don't... Do clubs often give you footage? And
no. What are you talking about?
I want to see what it looked like.
Okay, well, what if that's not available?
Inspector Gadget over here. I want video. Get out of here, lady.
Look, if they have an elevator at the apartment, there's probably cameras. I'm just saying.
Okay. And what if you see him? It looks like she's got her arm around him, and he's kind of helping her into his apartment.
If she looks hammered, if she looks out of it, and he looks like he's trying to help her in a bad situation, I'm not mad. But if the two of them are giggling and laughing and hugging and maybe kissing in the elevator, then
well,
we
no
have
doubt.
A problem. We have a stabbing in our future.
But not everyone lives in an Amber Heard, Johnny Depp type of apartment where you get that kind of footage in the elevator or what.
Well, Kevin can ask.
I can't. Well, you want me to go to the apartment and ask?
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have any footage?
I do. Actually, I do. I want to see the footage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So people thought it was suspicious just how they over-explained and so fast. So some people are kind of feeling that groove. So
there's a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My daughter's in the chat room. She says, your gut knows. So don't discount that.
Yeah, if you feel like they're lying and hiding something, that is your gut. And a lot of times, I would trust that over an investigation that might be fruitless.
Well then, okay, I like to hear that. My gut's telling me we need a good breakfast today. On the bird. Let's get weird.
What you got in mind?
Whatever you want.
I just want cheese sauce.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. I think my daughter's giving it a breakup. Her dad would say,
wow.
I don't know, give it a little bit of time, but what do I know? Probably too trusting.
Caitlin's in that world, that scene. She's in that field. Mm-hmm. She knows more.
How many times a week would you say Caitlin goes to the club?
No, not as much.
You do start.
She's on the outskirts of it.
You age out of it. Yeah. When you start getting in the later 20s, 27-ish, 28.
Yeah.
Unless you're Kevin Ralston and you have to get paid to go host the club.
Yeah.
And you're aging out.
One of her best friends, he's... EDM music guy, and his girlfriend works at Space that gets going at 4 or 5 a.m. And so they're there every night, which I was like, oh, could you imagine that bird every single night, 5 a.m.?
No. No.
Be tough, right?
It is tough.
That would take years off his life.
I'd look 60 now. I'd look 80.